Bzzz. Andy Kudo froze with a forkful of mashed potatoes halfway to his mouth. Glancing around the dinner table, he shifted slightly in his seat to get a better look at the phone resting in his lap. It was a text from Devin Perez, his best friend from school, but the screen went dark before Andy could read it. Mika grabbed a chicken leg from the platter in the middle of the table. "I wonder what we'll be eating for dinner tomorrow in Tokyo," she said, waving the leg enthusiastically. "Probably not fried chicken, right, Dad?" Slowly, Andy unlocked his phone with one hand. Near his feet, a pair of dark brown eyes gazed at him pleadingly. "Sorry, Lily," Andy whispered. "No people food." The white Maltese gave him a sweet doggy grin, pink tongue lolling. "Why not?" Dad was saying, helping himself to more broccoli. "We might have karaage." "Karaage," Mika repeated. "Is that Japanese for fried chicken?" "Yep," Dad replied. "It's really popular in Japan. It's a specific type of deep frying method, not exactly like tempura, but similar." "Mmm, like the sweet potato tempura at that restaurant Aunt Kay loves," Mika said dreamily. "Those are so good." "I'm sure we can find sweet potato tempura in Tokyo," Dad said. "Veggie tempura, fish tempura." "Shrimp tempura," Mom chimed in as she reached for the salad dressing. "Squid, octopus." "Octopus?" Mika's brown eyes widened. "For real?" "For real. And it's delicious. In fact..." Dad sat up straighter, and Andy smiled to himself as he opened his messages. A travel writer who specialized in food, Dad could talk about it for hours if no one stopped him. But before he could launch into a lengthy speech about the deliciousness of octopus, Mom cleared her throat. "Andy?" Andy jumped at the sound of his name, and the phone slid off his lap, hitting the carpet with a muffled thump. "What was that?" Mika ducked down to look under the table just as Andy leaned over. Her gaze landed on the phone. "Ooh, ha, busted." Lily gave Andy's face a sympathetic kiss. Poe, the family's other white Maltese, sat next to Mika's chair, eyes fixed on Mika's hands. Andy was pretty sure his sister had slipped the puppy a piece of chicken. He raised an eyebrow and she responded with a slightly mischievous grin. Andy was a year older than Mika, but his 11-year-old sister was pretty good at doing sneaky stuff like that and getting away with it. Andy, on the other hand. "Is someone breaking the no phones at the dinner table rule?" Dad asked in a tone of mock horror. Sighing, Andy grabbed his phone and straightened up. "Sorry," he said, handing it to Mom. "There's supposed to be an Olympifan update before the opening ceremony starts. We're finally going to find out what the secret grand prize is." Mom slid his phone into the pocket of her jeans before reaching for her fork. "I thought you said that little game starts tomorrow." "Midnight in Tokyo," Andy replied immediately. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in LA. "And it's not little, Mom," Mika added. "There are like thousands of players registered." "All over the world," Andy continued. "The game supports a ton of languages. English, Japanese, Korean, Spanish, Italian, French." "Okay, I get the picture," Mom said, pushing her wire-rimmed glasses up her nose. "You guys are really excited about this game." Andy was more than excited. He downloaded the Olympifan app the previous week, and every time he opened it, all he saw were the rules of play and the gallery, which wasn't open yet. No one had any idea what the secret grand prize might be, and Andy couldn't wait to find out. "I hope you two are still planning on watching the events, though," Dad added. Yeah. Mika bounced excitedly in her chair, and Andy nodded enthusiastically in agreement. He couldn't believe that they were going to Tokyo for more than 2 weeks, and during the Olympic Games. Mom was the editor-in-chief of Compete, a popular sports website, and between her job and Dad's work as a freelance travel writer, the Kudo kids had gone on some pretty awesome vacations. But this trip was special. The Kudos were Japanese-American, and Andy couldn't wait to visit the country of his heritage for the first time. Dad had been on several press trips to Tokyo, and he'd helped Andy and Mika come up with a long list of sights they wanted to see and food they wanted to try. Andy had downloaded a language app to help him learn some useful phrases in Japanese. Between exploring a city he'd heard so much about and attending the Summer Olympics, Andy thought his vacation couldn't get any cooler. And then the Olympifan game happened.